Mark Connolly and Rick Ray are registered representatives and financial advisors with Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker deal and investment advisor. The information you will hear on this show is for information purposes only, and individual situations vary. The information should be relied upon only when coordinated with individual professional advice.
Do you want to be more successful in business? Do you know what it takes to get there? Then what should you do with that success and the wealth you're accumulating? So many business people are great at operation but have no exit strategy. If you want a strategy that can deal with the financial forces trying to destroy your wealth, keep listening. Lone Star Money Resource with Mark Connolly, Dale Pieper, and Rick Ray of Wealth Design Group starts now.
All right, you are listening to Lone Star Money Resource. This is Mark Connolly, and I am here with Jason Shreve on what is a cloudy Thursday afternoon, but we are glad that it's only cloudy and we didn't have the, I guess it wasn't the big storm as it always gets predicted at first.
Cindy wasn't as dangerous as she could have been.
Yeah, Cindy wasn't too much, it doesn't seem. I don't know if there's another wave coming in. I haven't checked, but I think that's pretty much about it.
Yeah, I guess we spoke too soon. It's not over, but it doesn't look too bad.
No doubt about it. And, you know, sometimes I feel sorry for the weather guys and gals because they're trying to make predictions on things that really are just unpredictable. And, of course, you know, we always talk about that on the show here about the media and Wall Street that are constantly trying to make predictions about where the market's going, whether it's going up or whether it's going down, and which investments out there are going to be the next big thing, which ones are not good. And you know what? Nobody knows. So quit listening to them. They don't know. And, you know, that's part of what we're always trying to do is we want our listeners to have an understanding of, okay, well, if nobody actually knows that, why do I keep listening to that type of information to make my choices on how I'm going to invest my wealth? And if they don't know, what exactly is it that I could do in order to achieve financial success, especially when it comes in the world of investing? And that's what Jason and I do at Wealth Design Group. We do that all day long, except when we're on here trying to, I guess, use media to fight the media to some extent about what works and what does not work. We work with business owners, successful business people, and just trying to help them monetize their businesses, which will always be their best investment. But a lot of them do like to diversify, and you like to save money elsewhere. And that's one of the things that we're about is helping them do it in a prudent fashion, a way that is not gambling and speculating away wealth. And although we talk about some of the different strategies on the show many times, today we're actually going to talk to one of the entrepreneurs that's out there, because I know many listeners love to hear a real life story. And so today we are honored to have Dr. David Johnson from At First Sight Eye Care. And thank you for being on.
Guys, thank you for having me.
We are glad to have you. And with the no more delay, let's kind of jump into that and just talk a little bit about your story. So, Dr. Johnson, tell me just a little bit about your business.
Well, initially it was Coach Johnson is where I started at. I was a high school teacher and coach, and before deciding to change careers and go into this business, I was fortunate to come across some wonderful, highly respected doctors that I eventually worked for. Out of school after graduation at University of Houston.
Did the kids drive you crazy?
it's a little bit of kids and parents.
Yeah.
When you're a coach, you know, you hear it from both sides.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
No, I enjoyed that part of my career, but just decided that optometry was something that I wanted to do. Did take a lot more education, of course, over what I already had done. Once I went to the University of Houston after graduation, I was hired on as a surgery director, clinical director for a surgeon here in town. We did corneal specialty with him, just the nature of the business. I do a lot of specialty type contact lens fittings. That would be for someone maybe that's had a bad result from LASIK or PRK, something of that nature. Maybe it's a disease process of the cornea that we're able to actually give these patients their sight back. in most instances. So, you know, that side of it is somewhat of a passion to me. The I guess you have all kinds of specialties in eye care, and cornea is really where I would say I specialize in.
Okay.
After working with the surgeon there for about 8 years, I decided I was ready to do my own thing. And that leads us to where we're at now. We decided on At First Sight Eye Care. That was my wife Nicole's name for the business. I thought it was wonderful. She's actually our office manager, and we do it as somewhat of a family business. And we started this in conjunction with LensCrafters at Macy's, the new business venture that LensCrafters started last year, putting them inside Macy's stores nationwide. And it was very interesting at first when I started looking at that opportunity. I actually found the opportunity watching CNBC one morning.
Oh, there you go. a little bit of that media.
I honestly might not have ever known otherwise. Yeah. Because it, you know, opportunities like this, people jump on them quick. So right. I saw it that morning. I was on the phone that afternoon. We had the first deal signed within about 2 weeks. And, of course, waiting on the build-out and things like that, we were finally able to open the first office in December this past year. And then we went from there. Very, very successful out of the box. When you're, you know, partnered with a big group like Luxottica and LensCrafters, they really do the research. And
right.
That's the main reason I decided to go with them and bring our business into that model. In the state of Texas, you have to be, it's an independent office. So it's actually your corporation, even though there's a lot of perks with working with people that large.
Right.
When they're, you know, they're the largest optical manufacturer in the world. And so, you know, I feel like that, you know, we're put ourselves in a good position thus far.
Okay.
It sounds like it was meant to be. I mean, you're sitting there watching CNBC.
Yeah.
Something comes across and you say, you know what, this is what I want to do. Yeah. That afternoon you're on the phone. And, it, you know, because I think with a lot of entrepreneurs, the people that we speak with on a regular basis, it's there's always that moment. There's things that come across in front of you all the time in life, and the things that separate true entrepreneurs from those who never really take that next step is
right.
Those who grab a hold of those opportunities.
Right.
Sometimes people see that next step and they're like, hey, I got an idea. And they just continue eating the potato chips on the couch.
Correct.
That's right. You have to take that leap.
That's exactly right. And that's not to say that I didn't go through some learning processes getting to that point as well. Once I left the surgery realm that I was working in and ophthalmology realm, I was an independent contractor for quite some time because I wanted to, when I did make that decision to make that leap, I wanted it to be the right one. And so we looked at a lot of opportunities. When I say we, my wife and I, we would bounce things off of each other as far as, you know, what do you think about this? Look at this opportunity. And when I saw this, I knew both of their reputations as far as the optical manufacturer as well as Macy's. And I said, I think we need to jump on this.
Okay. So you've mentioned some cool things. All right. So Coach Johnson, if I still call you Coach Johnson.
That's okay. I still answer to it.
So you were coaching, and then you had this idea that you wanted to go do something else. Mm-hmm. And that's when you decided to go back to school. Was there a triggering thing for that?
Yeah, actually, my last year that I was coaching, I had an amazing team that year in basketball.
Okay.
We actually played in the state semifinals that year. I forget what our final record was. I think it was 39-4 that year. But in the state semifinals, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, is this really where I'm supposed to be? I mean, I'm not having as much fun as I should be having one game away from winning the state championship. And so I had to do some soul searching and ultimately decided that's what I needed to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what made you decide on optometry?
Well, I was the little blind boy, if you will. That's why you hear people say that. I started in contacts and glasses around the age of 7. And so I spent many days in an optometrist's office. And, you know, back then for a 7-year-old to wear contacts was almost unheard of, but I was adamant I did not want to wear glasses. Now glasses are fashion.
They're cool.
You know, everybody wants them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's funny how things change.
It is.
I even remember back when I was in high school, it was to the point I didn't need glasses at the time. I do now, but you know that has to do with age, I think. But anyways, I remember I got those pair of glasses, you know, with the to go with, you know, all my gear, and they just were regular, like, just see through lenses.
Sure.
Yeah. I
mean, yeah.
It was style.
Yeah.
I had to go with style.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I have little kids come in now at that age, and if they don't need a prescription for a pair of glasses, mommy or daddy usually will take them and do exactly that, because otherwise there's going to be some tears involved if they're not getting glasses.
Yeah.
They need those frames.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your family. You'd mentioned you've got, you know, your business. It's a family business.
Right.
So tell me.
Well, Nicole has had a couple of businesses in her career sold them for various reasons, and so she has a business mind. She's great at marketing, which you guys know marketing's key in any business.
Absolutely.
She understands the SEO, SEM type stuff when you're marketing online. Now, that's way above my pay grade, I can just tell you right now. She starts talking that stuff. I say, look, you're just like talking to a wall. Mm-hmm. You know, she and I have been married close to 2 years now.
Okay.
Our son will be in the 6th grade this coming year. I was just amazed at just at that age. They grow so quickly. And so, but it's fun. It's really fun. And I have a lot of people ask me in the office sometimes. They're like, wait, that's your wife? And I'm, yeah. I mean, why is that such a surprise? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I can't work with my spouse or what have you. I don't see how you guys do that. We just make it fun. You know, I mean, she sits and talks to patients while I'm seeing other patients. And I think it makes people more comfortable. And plus, we both have ownership. And so we want it to be a great experience for everyone involved.
Absolutely.
And sounds like it's teamwork.
Yep.
Teamwork
Absolutely.
Makes the dream work.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So what kind of things do y'all do for fun when you're not – you work together.
Yep.
So you're taking care of business. What do you do for fun?
We love to travel.
Okay.
You tell us a good place to go, we want to go there. You know, I mean, that's just what we like to do.
Okay.
And as much as we do work, we try to take some time every few months, even if it's a little 3 or 4 day getaway. We just – get away, go do something else, and kind of disconnect, if you will, or get a recharge. And so that's our main thing we like to do. I think I was talking to you earlier, I'm a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, so I finally broke her in and got her to start going to Cowboys games.
I have my wife convinced to be a Cowboys fan, too.
Absolutely.
So it takes a little bit of work.
It does. There, you know? It really does.
Because you were telling me you're from Tyler, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's born in Fort Worth, so I have a right.
We don't Absolutely.
We're not bandwagon here.
That's right.
Okay. Just
no
make
doubt.
Sure the listeners out there know.
We definitely come from blue and silver country.
That's awesome. So y'all like to go to the games. Where's like somewhere you traveled recently?
Well, we go to Mexico quite often, usually to Cabo or the Yucatan. That's actually where we were married in Playa del Carmen. And we love Mexico. But, of course, her favorite is most women, if you talk to them, is Paris. And so she's ready to go back. I'm not so ready yet based on what's going on in Europe right now.
Yeah. I'm like, what, you know, Mexico's looking good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, cool. Well, I'm going to want to get into your business structure and some of the things that that you've dealt with in growing your business. It's a really cool story how you kind of pounced on an opportunity when you saw it, and you've done that a few times in your life. So this is kind of something that I think is in you in that entrepreneur spirit, and we're going to get into that in the next segment. I do want to make sure that the listeners are aware of our next coaching event. Well, actually, technically, we're having coaching tonight, but we are full. That's at Perry's tonight at 6:30, where we're going to be talking about rescuing your American dream. However, we do this every month, and you've got to come to live coaching. If you want to become, in our opinion, a successful investor, you're going to need to come. You need to learn. You need to empower yourself, and that is how we will work with all of our clients. Our next session is on July 20th. If you're interested in coming, 713-826-0426. Lone Star Money Resource.